We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. It's My Music. It must be My Music because the contestants are John Amis and Frank Muir competing against Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. So we're all present and correct. John, here's some ballet music which dates from 1937 at Sadler's Wells, but the actual composer belongs more to 1837. Who was he?
Skating.
This.
It's music by a gentleman whose name was Beer.
Yes, basically, yes.
Yes, and he later called himself Meyerbeer.
Meyerbeer, yes.
He was a very nervous, neurotic, successful gentleman. And he was so neurotic, he was terrified that he would be buried alive. And he left instructions that when he died, there were bells to be placed on his fingers and his toes and maybe other things, I don't know. Just in case. There should be a last tinkle.
Yes.
From Meyerbeer.
Yes, well, there we something you learn something new every time, don't you? Right. Meyerbeer, the ballet arranged by Constant Lambert and called Les Patineurs. Frank, something quite different. Can you supply for us, please, the missing fourth line of a song? I'm going to cut the record off at that point. I can tell you now, you'll need a rhyme for the word sails.
Sails?
Rhyme for sails.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbour. Tomorrow, for old England, she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine. And back to the valleys of Wales.
would do very nicely. The official Roger Whittaker fourth line is this.
To my land full of rainy skies and gales.
Not as good.
Not as good.
Not as good.
I would say. No. Could do better. No, must try again.
No.
Ian, here's a snatch of a very familiar Christmas carol. No one knows now who composed it, but I think you can tell if you listen carefully which famous composer orchestrated this version. Beautifully scored.
Yes,
beautifully
you could imagine that being the sort of theme music, if Dickens had lived in Edwardian times, and that was going to be the incidental music for A Christmas Carol in those times, because surely it has to be Elgar.
Yes, it comes from the closing bars of his incidental music to the Starlight Express. Absolutely Elgarian, yes. Beautifully scored and beautifully harmonised, I think. Dennis, here in contrast is a truly terrible song from 1927. There ain't no land like Dixieland to me. One of the writers of that song, Dennis, named Donaldson, rather favoured song titles beginning with the word my. He immortalised my mother, my friend, and my ultimate destination. Can you identify those three songs by Donaldson?
Walter Donaldson,
yes.
That would be, yeah.
My.
Yeah. He wrote better songs than that.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
He did. Well, these are three better songs.
My mammy, he wrote,
yes.
For Jolson.
My friend would be.
That would be my buddy.
Yes. And my ultimate destination.
That would be my home for antiquated piano players.
Thank you. Thank you for that, yes.
Actually, your ultimate destination, he also wrote, you're driving me crazy.
That's right. Well, with George Whiting, he wrote...
No, he wrote My Blue Heaven.
Yes,
actually,
right.
My Blue Heaven, a program or so back, you were talking about Clang, Clang, Clang Went the Trolley, yeah, and how difficult it was for a gentleman to sing that,
yeah,
song.
Yes.
Well, when he wrote My Blue Heaven, he got in great trouble because he put the word Molly and me. There's Molly and me, which made it very, very difficult for women to sing the song, but it was the kind of song that women wanted to sing. And I think that Judy Garland was the first one to eventually pick it up because of those words, even though Gracie Fields always sang about Sally. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Mm. She, yes. I have a medley of songs that may amuse you or infuriate you, I don't know. Anyway, here the tunes are. The first four are for John and Frank to identify. The second four are for Ian and Dennis. And here's mine. Tunes, John. First one?
Don't Cry For Me.
Argentina. Argentina, yes, right. And then?
Well, I got overexcited at getting the first one. And I didn't really quite hear the second one. How did it go?
It went...
Yes, it's one of these Latin American things.
I thought I was safe to play it to you again. I didn't think you did this time either.
Well, it's the same as the first one. It's slightly different, which
yours,
is rather...
Yours, yes.
It's rather shrewd of
That's
you, but rather
I do
difficult
that.
For
I
us.
I do that, yes. Yours Till the Birds Fail to Sing. Second.
Oh, yours.
Yours, yes. Then came... Any ideas?
Yours too.
When the lights go up again,
well,
all over the...
I'm... No, not quite.
I'm going to get lit up.
More personal. I'm going to get lit up when the lights go on in London, yes. And the fourth one?
I drew a bow at a venture... It's a middle bit.
Yes.
It's cheating. It's not fair.
You got it.
It's one of those sort of English...
I did my heart in an English
Yes, gun. It's just a bit out of the middle of I left my heart in an English
I've gun. Got English, but I've got Fisherman of England.
That's where you leave your soul in
yes. Two right out of four, one there. Mark out of two.
For us, not there.
No. Ian and Dennis, the other four, please.
In the Shade of the Old Apple.
The tree, yes. Yes.
I got My Grandfather's.
That's right. Two more.
Mona Lisa.
And?
My Blue Heaven.
Pom pom. Mm. Absolutely right. Four out of four. Two marks out of two. Very good.
Shall we go now, Frank?
No, no. There's a possibility of a bonus. Let's have a bonus mark for Ian and Dennis if they can name the composer of My Blue Heaven.
Walter Donaldson.
Yes, not the other one I mentioned. Walter Donaldson gets you half a mark and a half mark bonus for John and Frank for the name of the wife of the composer of I'm Going to Get Lit Up When the Lights Go On in London.
Oh, it's Pat Kirkwood.
Yes, wife of?
The composer of...
yes, that's right. That's right.
Hubert Gregg.
Hubert Gregg.
You didn't ask me that.
Pat Kirkwood, that's right, yes. Try your luck with this next round. John, put yourself in an opera frame of mind. What have these two operatic excerpts in common? Here's the first of them. And here's the second. In common, a one word.
They're both on tape and played through to us.
Well, that's not quite
one is from Madame Butterfly.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
And the other. Yes, and the other is John Vickers singing the flower song from Carmen.
Yes, so the common word might be
Flower, thank you.
Flower duet from Act Two of Butterfly, the flower song from Act Two of Bizet's Carmen.
All right, come on, please.
Frank, this is a test of instant memory, and please, no writing down for this particular question.
I'm
just
your
lay your pen aside. Right. Here's a list of flowers that you might encounter in an English country garden.
Daffodil, heartsease, and phlox, meadowsweet, and lady's fox, gentian, lupin, and tall hollyhocks, roses, foxgloves, snowdrops, forget-me-nots in an English country garden.
Right, how many of them can you recall, Frank, please?
Roses.
Yes.
Yes. Lupins.
Yes.
Hollyhocks.
Yes.
It's all the flowers I know.
Forget-me-nots.
Oh, yes, forget-me-nots.
Forget-me-nots on the end.
Forget-me-nots.
Yeah, four already, 4 out of 12.
Yeah, then I'll settle for that happily.
Yes, I think that's fair enough. Yes. I'll give you the list again. Daffodil, heartsease, phlox, meadowsweet, lady's smocks, gentian, lupin, you got hollyhock, rose, foxglove and snowdrop, and forget-me-not. They were the ones as listed.
I'll settle for that.
Good.
11 plus stuff.
Ian, what have these two operatic excerpts in common? First, this... And this.
Letters.
Yes, that's right. Because the first...
The first is from the Marriage of Figaro, where a letter is being dictated.
Yes, that's right. The letter duet.
Letter duet. And the other is Titania's...
Yes.
Because this question of thing like that always conjures up the nightmare performance when there is no paper on the table or you've forgotten to bring the letter on. I had a hilarious experience of this kind doing a television program about opera, and Murray Dickey, the Scots tenor from the Vienna State Opera, had come over. And we were doing a duet, I think, from L'Elysée d'Amore, where he had to pay me money for a bottle of the elixir, when he was supposed to hand me a 10p piece or some such thing. And when it got to the bit, he hadn't got any money, he discovered, in his pocket at all. And what he was holding in his hand in order to give me the money... I saw something round and blue in between his finger and thumb and realised that it had a number 9 on it, which meant that it was the tag on the key of his dressing room. Which meant that attached to it in his hand was the key. And I somehow had to take this without showing the key to the audience. And it's not the easiest thing to do.
No. Well, from Murray Dickey to Dickey Birds. Dennis, for you, back to that English country garden, a list of birds. Kindly place your pen down on the paper. Birds which you might or might not find here in Britain. Listen.
Bobbin and cuckoo and quail, tangier and cardinal, bluebird lark, thrush and nightingale. There is joy in the spring when the birds begin to sing in an English country
garden.
I know, but I was so lost in admiration of that bit of continuity from Murray Dickey to Dickey Bird.
Can't
wipe it out
once in a lifetime, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All those years of Take It From Here never happened to you.
No,
now
never got
to
that
me.
Lucky at all. No. I got quail and something that sounded like Russian nightingale.
Yes, a fine thing to find in an English country garden. That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
Thrush. Yeah, well, actually, I'll tell you that bobolink, quail, tanager, cardinal, bluebird, lark, and Russian nightingale. And do you know how many of them aren't on the English list of birds?
Oh, most of them.
Yes, only quail and lark really belong here.
Yeah.
Here is an open question. Whoever is first to interrupt me with the answer gets a mark. The question is this. Who composed the
Beethoven.
Worth a go. We're about 9 behind.
I'll begin again. Who composed the music of the popular songs When Night Is Through, The Isle of May,
Concerto for Two.
Tchaikovsky.
Thank you, Dennis. Yes, Tchaikovsky. Also, Moon Love, When I Sing, Story of a Star and Night. Yes, Tchaikovsky. Even Beethoven, though, who Frank mentioned, even Beethoven didn't escape the attentions of the Tin Pan Alley boys. The second movement of Beethoven's Sonata Pathétique became this in a best-selling record by Ken Dodd. You may or may not find an improvement. What surprises me, though, is that no one seems to have cottoned onto the pop potential of the first movement of that sonata. And I thought I would just play you the beginning. It starts like this, remember. Now, a mark to you, if you can offer the start of a lyric suitably sloppy or inept, to a song that begins like that.
Fred, how is your father?
Do you want to hear it again, Frank, or can you offer one?
No. It's riveting to my skull. Love, you jolly fella. Love.
Yes, that would do. Ian, you're writing something.
Kate, have a banana.
Yes, or love song.
Write that down, yes.
Songs about friendship, songs about love.
I was composing.
Songs about food. Dennis.
What it immediately sounded to me like, don't go down the mine, Dad.
Yes, that's right, yes. What will the next line be?
Let the mine come up to you.
It's a happy moment for a lyric writer when he can come up with a really telling word or group of words. I think poets call them word clusters. John, which song mentions present laughter?
Shakespeare.
Yes. Which song?
Well, it could be Johnny Dankworth setting. It could be, yes. What's the name, Arthur Young setting?
Yes, but the tune, would be, the song would be called...
Oh, what would it be called?
Oh,
Frank?
You're right.
My deputy.
Because love the stuff will not endure. Isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Where are you roaming and all that?
Mistress Mine.
Oh, Mistress Mine.
Yes. Oh, without an H. Yes. Mistress Mine.
Present laughter comes from... present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure.
Arthur Young went to Australia, didn't he?
Pardon?
I say Arthur Young went to Australia.
And it has happened to people.
It's rather nice, isn't it? Mrs. Mayer, why are you roaming?
Yes, that's right. And a very nice setting of...
the stuff
will
not endure.
And his last will they, and a ho, and a hey, honey, now.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes. Frank.
Sir.
In a song, where will you find a veranda?
To command a view.
Yes, that's right. Which
it's, song? The folks who live on a hill.
Yes, our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen.
And when the kids grow up and leave...
It's a lovely song. Shall we do it?
Isn't it lovely? Yes.
No, better not do it.
Where will be...
Ian, table d'hôte. Where does that occur in a song?
Table d'hôte.
Table d'hôte.
D'hôte. I don't know.
The tune starts with an octave.
A little more.
I can't give you
no,
this.
No.
Do you remember the line, men in the midst of a table d'hôte heard it? It's always rhymes for goat herd, goat herd, and so on. Yes. It comes from the Lonely Goat Herd, The Sound of Music. Yeah. Dennis, TNT... Can you track down a mention of that in a song? TNT, the explosive.
Well, not unless anybody like to talk among themselves for about 10 minutes. Do you know?
Well, there's a song by Sidney Carter, which is called 20 Tons of TNT with words by Michael Flanders. I think it's by... I don't know whether the words are by Sidney or...
I'll settle for that, right, Steve. Particularly if it catches you napping.
Yes, it does catch me napping.
Good.
I've got
yes,
to,
we'll yes. have that. Yeah,
yeah, I haven't minded an infinitely more trivial song. Do you remember...
TNT. Well, here comes Cookie walking down the street.
The middle, end of the Middle Ages. It's yes. TNT for two.
Yes.
At the end. Yeah. It's another clever line, actually. Well, you get the mark there. When all night long a chap remains on sentry go to chase monotony, he exercises his brains. Guess who's going to have this one? Gilbert's line from Iolanthe. It's time for our contestants to exercise their lungs. In this closing singing round, all the songs this week are about night time in some way or other. John, oft in the stilly night, fond memory brings, yes, etc.
I think I need a loose tie.
Tom Moore's song. I'll give you a chord.
Oft in the stilly night, ere slumber's chain has bound me, fond memory brings the light of other days around me. The smiles, the tears of boyhood years, the words of love then spoken, the eyes that shone now dimmed and gone, the cheerful heart now broken. Thus in the stilly night, ere slumber's chain has bound me, sad memory brings the light of other days around me.
Frank, I said all the songs had something to do with night time. Give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave the rest to Frankie Vaughan.
A supremely arrogant male song, is it? Give me the moonlight, give me the girl, leave the rest to me. Give me a babbling brook and a shady nook where no one can see. Give me a bench for two, where we can bill and coo, and mine, she's bound to be. If there's anyone in doubt, and they'd like to try me out, give me the moonlight, give me the help, and leave the rest to me.
Dennis, R.P. Weston and Bert Lee must be your favourite composers, yes, after Bach and,
yes,
Beethoven.
I'm bringing them back.
A Weston and Lee song about Isabel. I've,
oh,
seen,
yes. Isabel. Can you just refresh me on the tune of it? It's... Yes. We have to explain one word, because in those days...
At least one word.
At least one word. In those days, they were in naughty books, if a girl was somewhat undressed, they referred to it as being en déshabille, which we always pronounce as in her dishabille. So the song went, I've seen Isabel in her dishabille, and Isabel was good to see. They said Isabel in her dishabille wasn't good enough for me. So invisible, I watched Isabel hang out the washing on the line, and Isabel was kissable, even in a dishable, so I made Isabel mine. Yeah. I think we should have a Weston and Lee retrospective, yeah, somewhere.
Yes, yeah. shouldn't we? Yes. Yes, Norden sings the best of Weston and Lee. Yeah, and that century song from Ireland, the first and the chorus.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. What's my note?
Yeah.
When?
Yes.
When?
Yes.
Thank you. When all night long a chap remains on sentry go to chase monotony, he exercises of his brains, that is, assuming that he's got any.
though never nurtured in the lap of luxury, yet I admonish you, I am an intellectual chap, and think of things that would astonish you. I often think it's comical, fa-la-la, fa-la-la, how nature always does contrive, fa-la-la-la, that every boy and every gal that's born into the world alive is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa la la, is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa la la.
Well, politics apart, the score sheet this week gives the victory to Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.